tell me about how you left the country with your siblings from one occupation zone to the other?
After World War II, Germany itself was divided into four occupation zones. There was a Russian zone, there was an American zone, there was a British zone, and there was a French zone. We wound up in the Russian occupation zone. During the occupation, you only had the food that they provided for you. Now, my name, last name being down the alphabet, there usually wasn't a whole lot left. If you know what a soup kitchen is, literally soup. My father contacted his second cousin, once removed, who lived in New York City. Her name was Elsa Vogler. So we got food packages from Elsa in the mail.
What was in the package?
Oatmeal, cream farina, with a pouring spout.
Is it like cream of wheat today?
Yeah, that's what it
is. Okay. I'm imagining if there were food shortages that you would even worry about maybe your mail being stolen?
Oh, that's another story. What happened first, she sent letters. And, of course, my father was fluent in English, fluent in seven languages at one time.
Your father?
Uh-huh, because he was a merchant marine.
I just want to review for a minute. He'd been a merchant marine and a farmer and a chiropractor, and he spoke seven languages.
Yeah.
He was very intelligent.
I think so. Anyway.
So she sent letters.
She sent letters, and then she sent either American money or West German money in the letters. Now, we got one or two of them. After that, it didn't happen because they would open the letters and take them out at customs. The reason we knew there was money because she would tell us in the letters, and the money wasn't there. Then, after that, she sent us letters telling us where the money was in the food packages. So the food packages came across, and of course, the money was gone.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they'd steam open the letters and find out where it was. After that, she wouldn't tell us in the letters where it was. We'd have to hunt for it. Then the packages would be gone through, and anything that looked like it was opened, they would go through. So that's how the money wound up in the cream farina.
Okay. The money was in the cream farina.
Yeah, because it had a pouring spout. Now when you go to a grocery store, the pouring spout is taped over and all. So you can tell it hasn't been tampered with, and that's only been in recent years. Anyway, then he had a farmer friend who had a permit to go to a farm near the dividing line between the Russian zone and the American zone. We rode in his cattle truck to that farm. Now, of course, he had to stop at checkpoints on the way. We got there in the evening. We had a meal. And
I remember that you told me once that there was a concern at some points that your baby sister might cry.
The farm was right on the dividing line. And at the time, they were using German border guards. And when we walked across that farm over to the American sector, which was at night, got on a train, wound up in Hamburg.
And then what?
And then what? Well, we wound up in a refugee camp.
How long?
Well, I think it was only a year. The reason I say that is because I can only remember one Christmas in West Germany.
At some point you left, and the children came to the United States.
My father and mother were having marital troubles, so the four of us wound up in the children's home. And we were there. I don't remember spending a Christmas there, so it must have been just 1951. One morning I wound up red. I felt fine, but I must have had something contagious, so they took me to a hospital in an ambulance.
Were you frightened?
Yes, because it's the first shot I've ever had in my rear end. shot, period.
Do you know what the illness was?
Not for sure, but I think it was measles. After I got better, then they forgot where I belonged. My father visited me once, and then I started describing this home, and finally the administrator came and got us. I went back to the children's home.
Did you understand that you were lost from your family and that Were you frightened by that?
Oh, yeah. I didn't like the children's home, personally.